on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spock Home, and welcome to the show tonight. We're going to talk really fast so that Jen can be done in 32 minutes.
Priorities and all.
Watch
that's not me.
Her boyfriend can watch all his recorded TiVo shows.
We got the fourth season of True Blood.
Unless, of course, you got it in the hopper. And now I'm kind of mad. I think Dish TV, and they stole my hopper.
I know, you should go after them.
Oh, the commercial, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to the hopper.
I like that commercial, how at the end the old guy says, shut up!
Because it should have been in the hopper.
At least we have entertainment in there now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Besides Mike.
And the capybaras.
Exactly. So, what's going on with everybody? A lot of complaints out there.
Oh, yeah.
On my wall. Everywhere.
They're everywhere. But I don't know. I don't think it's as big of a deal as people are making it.
But what's exactly happened?
I'm not a fighter. Well, and Pete's more of an expert on this because it has mainly to do with script settings. So they reduce the number of batched attacks from 7 to 4. So you can do less damage. But Pete should probably explain it better.
Well,
basically, a lot of the scripts realized about a year ago or so that Zynga had added a function that when people were clicking manually really fast, they kind of, what they did was batch up their requests. And basically that's how you could actually do more damage in one, you know, basically call to the server. And so what we did was, and so did lots of other script writers, was expose that call. And we gave an option in Assassinator, what we call burst mode, which allowed you to throttle up that burst setting up to at what was the time 7. So you could do pretty significant damage against a person, you know, in one server call. The idea is you're still expending the same amount of stamina and everything else, but you're basically just, you know, reducing some calls on the servers for Zynga. So what they did was now they've reduced that back down to 4. Which means you're doing less damage each time you attack. Well, that's a problem because now you got a lot of people that with a lot of stamina and so on and health being so disproportionate in the game, you now have a lot of people that are never going to get ices or they're going to take forever to get them. And by that point, the person's already going to end up healing. So I think, you know, I think Mike Nestor was saying before the show that basically at about 10,000 health, you know, you can almost heal constantly and never get iced.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Well, for you, but not for the, when you're no, trying to.
And that, well, and that's great. But now here, what they've done for themselves again is they've created another basic problem, which is, you know, there's still a requirement in the game to get ices. So if now there's a requirement in the game to get ices, people are going to now end up having to make more server requests in order to get the ices that they need to just for the daily progression alone. And in essence, what they're doing is they're actually causing more server load back on the fighting module again because of a change that they made that's been in place for a year that they felt was important to change today.
And I've heard of some people that are just opening extra tabs.
Well, sure. I mean, the workaround.
I'm guilty of that.
Well, the workaround to it is you basically launch, you know, one of your scripts or whatever else in multiple windows, and that's the way you can attack, and you can go back to. You know, in essence, it's almost like creating a multi-threaded session where you can have multiple things going on at the same time. Now, again, what you've done is, yeah, there's workarounds to it, but it kind of defeats the purpose of what they were trying to do with taking it or reducing it down to begin with.
And you put your account at risk, too, because now you're making more server calls.
Right.
And you're clogging up the servers. And I've seen a lot of people just say, I don't care anymore. Let them ban me.
Right.
And I kind of have that attitude right now, too.
On the other way that, you know, it's kind of funny because I think what they should have actually done was actually increase the number, not decrease it. With the way that health is out, you know, so disproportionate in the game, and there are players out there with exorbitant amounts of health because there's so many ways to get it. You know, heck, you can buy, you know, Wildebeest or whatever and get 30 every pop you craft. Or 20. Oh, yeah, 20. I'm sorry. But so, you know, you got that and you got other ones as well. So there's plenty of opportunities to get health within the game. So why not now increase that boost mode so it does 10 times the damage in one shot, which then would reduce the server calls, and those that people that are stam heavy would be able to accomplish the kills in a shorter amount of time. If the intention is you have the energy and stamina, I mean the stamina and health to take on a person and fight them, and you're winning, then if I can beat, you know, if you can beat him in 10 seconds, what's the difference of that? Or you can beat him in 100 seconds.
Because he can heal in the 100 seconds.
Well, I know that.
You can't ever ice him.
Right, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Now, yeah. You're right. Because now you can either put on an auto heal, or if you're running, you know, a script that basically heals you as you're fighting, then you're kind of auto healing anyway, you know, in order to just even accomplish your own ices. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, this is that kind of stuff that you just like, what are you thinking?
And they don't even ask like that. And I so like don't want people to blame the pack for this because I've already seen some negative comments about it.
Yeah.
But it's not like they asked us beforehand and said, hey, think of this idea.
Yeah, what would
they
be the ramifications of doing this?
Yeah, they did the same thing to us as they did to everyone else. They said, oh, this is what we did, you know, and what they posted on the official blog. And like, okay. And, you know, everyone who did comment kind of told them the negative consequences of this. So, yeah. You know, we are fighting for them to realize that this isn't the best way.
Yeah.
And it was funny. I was looking back on my blog to find out when these batch power attacks were introduced. And it was July 26th of last year. And they say that the fix decreases the likelihood of game locking up while you are in the heat of battle and reduces the glitchiness of the feedback that aggressive fighters receive when clicking the power attack button in rapid succession. These issues are addressed by batching power attacks to achieve better performance. So now they're just saying that they're going to make this better performance go away because they feel that, I don't know what they felt was the, probably some of these scripts we've been talking about.
Yeah, but a year ago, these scripts weren't as prevalent or as big a problem as they've only been recently.
That's why I think it's happening now. You know, you have some of these elusive scripts that nobody knows how to get them. They're like $150. You have other scripts that can fight much faster and do a lot more things. And I don't know if these are the ones that are clogging up the servers. They feel action needed to be taken. Hmm. I'm just guessing. I don't know. They didn't say one way or another.
But again, if the problem is that they're clogging up the servers, they're clogging up the servers because they're making requests. So if you reduce the mechanism by which that they can make requests and they have to make them more frequently to achieve the same results, then you have not accomplished a darn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not sure what they think they've accomplished here. If they've basically reduced those requests so that instead of me attacking, you know, 7 times, I'm attacking only 4. I've got to now make an extra call every time in order to make, you know, the equivalent. So I got to make 2 calls to make almost the same as what I had before.
You know what I'm hoping? On 2 occasions. One time, remember when they added the CAPTCHA codes during fighting?
Yeah.
And then everyone bitched and they took them away. And then remember when they introduced the new fight module and they set it so you could only make 1 ice post per minute?
Yeah.
Or it was 5 minutes, I believe. And everyone bitched about that and then they changed it. So it's possible this could go down that same road.
Sure. I mean,
I don't think, because too many people are saying, oh, I'm quitting now. I'm not going to buy the VIP anymore. But I'm kind of hoping that they're going to see that this does cause them more problems than it solves. And then maybe they'll put it back to the way it was.
Well, maybe in part some of their strategy over time has been exactly that, is implement something, see if it gets a lot of screams, and if it doesn't get enough screams, then leave it. If it gets a bunch of screams, then go back and fix it again.
Instead, they have screams.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, you know, like think about like, you know, there were numerous people that really like rackets in the game or the old robbing or whatever else.
Yeah.
You know, and it got attention or mini packs. You know, we got pretty loud about mini packs, but obviously we didn't get loud enough that they actually stayed in the game. But
we loved them.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm wondering if that's the same thing going on here, is that, you know, it'll depend on how loud the community is and how many people decide to run and do something else or quit or whatever else that, you know, will force their hand at making reverting the changes back. That's what I'm saying. I think that this has now become a strategy for them in game design is, well, change something, and if there's not enough screams about it, then you got what you wanted. If there's too many screams about it, revert it back and say, oh, well, we made a mistake. And I think that's the wrong approach, but, you know, hey, it's their company. They get paid billions of dollars as an organization, so who are we to say?
Exactly. And speaking of that...
unless your stock dropped significantly and then you got...
It did. Nothing. It went for $5.
Yeah.
So while we're on the subject, on July 15th, which is Friday, will be today while you're listening, there's a developers question and answer session on the forums. And the topics of questions can only be missions or fight events. So I imagine they're going to get asked about this a lot. So I'll be interested to see what they say. But it'll be over by the time the show airs.
No, imagine they'll have it up there recorded.
So yeah. Well, it's not. It's remember the Mafia Wars Live where we would submit our questions?
Yeah.
Well, the way they're doing it is it's the thread unlocks at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Hours. Those forums are such an, like, you can't even reply a 2-sentence reply without you getting logged out. So I think it's going to really, I think it's the wrong venue for them to do that. It's going to be a mess, I believe. But hopefully the people that do get in their questions will ask about these batched fightings, and I would love to see what they say. And also of interest, because they did post it on their blog, and basically they said that they didn't want script users to have an advantage. It kind of leveled everybody out. And it just kind of says, well, hey, now you're publicly acknowledging that script users are out there and you're condoning it because you're not banning any of us. So I think this is one of the first times we've seen that. Because usually they won't even talk about scripts. And you get banned on the forums just for even saying the word script.
Script. Yeah.
And then their explanation, on the blog post they made today, it says, we have brought the size of batch attacks down by scripts at par with the maximum batch size possible with rapid clicking manually. So they're saying, okay, we know you all are using scripts, so now we want to try to level the playing field here. But what they really should do to level the playing field is look at all these glitches that have gone on for years and do something about that.
Yeah.
There's so many health glitches out there that even if they didn't do anything with this batch, you're not, there's so many people you can't ice anyways.
Well, but why keep the 20 health wildebeest? Why is that not dropped to 5? You know, and now
I like the wildebeest.
Well, I can already hear the screams coming from the community.
Actually, the warthog is better.
But, you know, one of either or. Yeah, right. The warthog's better because you don't have to actually have the consumables.
Well, you still have to have them, but not as many.
Right. But what I'm saying is that if health is a problem and has been for a while because you can craft so many places in such a large quantity with regard to health, then why not fix those craftables or, you know, to be able to get it on par with like attack, defense and other, you know, skill points.
Or bring the other ones up.
Or bring the other ones up to match. Yeah, I mean, so now all of a sudden, instead of just only crafting, you know, 5+5 on attack or defense, then let it be a +20 like a wildebeest, you know?
And so now if our hogs and wildebeests get taken away, you're going to personally get blamed.
Oh, of course I will. But what I'm not saying that they get taken away. I'm just saying that if the problem is health is out of control, which we all know it is because there's been glitches and we have way too many ways to get too much health, then they've created a problem for themselves. So do you change the crafting so that +5 is pretty consistent almost all through the system as far as the maximum you can get on any individual item? Well, I guess except for the MMU suit, but again, health. So, you know, why not reduce those down to something that's normal for the rest of the part of the game so that that's not going to be a factor, you know? But
yeah, but it's kind of too late because people have already built.
No, I know.
You know, and like Mike was saying, if you have 10,000 health, you're set.
Yeah.
So all those people that spent thousands of dollars to get, you know, 50,000 health, they essentially lost their money. Those who built a lot of stamina are going to find it takes a lot longer to burn.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for the first, I've been doing some time comparison studies. And I usually, after I get my ices, I always found that attacking people on the fight list was still quicker than robbing. And now that this damage thing has been flipped, it was quicker for me to do a robbing run.
Yeah.
It took 1 hour and 11 minutes to burn 20,000 stamina robbing, and it took 2 hours and 14 minutes to burn 20,000 stamina fighting. Right. And I only got 43 ices out of the deal.
Yeah.
So now if I want to do 150 ices a day, I have to devote at least six hours to running my script, where before I could pretty much knock it out in a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just me making more server calls.
Yep.
But if I run it in two windows, it's a lot faster. But I don't recommend that because you could get your account flagged.
Yep.
But they got a mess to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
You just sound overly excited.
Oh, I'm totally thrilled.
You're reading something.
Nope.
You're just bummed out.
Yeah. Well.
So any new developments in Spockholm? Oh, I stole Jana's line.
She got quiet. I think she dropped out.
Yeah. I was been waiting for her.
I still don't hear her.
Jana.
Nope. Guess not. Well, no, there's not really much going on in Spockholm. I don't think so.
Okay.
That's a wrap. You wanted to be done in 25 minutes. We're finished.
Yeah, but you didn't ask me what's going on in the game. There's other stuff.
Oh, whatever.
Well, batched attacks isn't the only thing that happens.
The only thing that matters to people right now. No, what else is going on in the game?
Well, I'll do a fast run through.
Okay.
We got the next property. It's a DIY weapons lab. And I've been asked a couple times what DIY means. And it's do it yourself. And the theme is guerrilla warfare. Like the big item, if you get to level 15, is guerrilla fighter, and there's Molotov cocktails and things like that. But when you look at the building, it looks like something from the future, which kind of cracks me up.
Someone was saying that they didn't look
Brandon
very...
Brandon was saying that, yeah.
Yeah, very do-it-yourself-like.
So that was kind of funny. And it's the same as the pit lane, so no learning curve. Same number of parts, same request intervals. And it's really important that you do go for those extra parts you can get from scanning the news feeds. Zynga will tell you that every 8 hours is the maximum, but it's really four. It's always been that way. And there's an extra day. We had 16 days for the pit lane. We have 17 for this one.
I'll still do 11.
What?
I'll still do 2-11.
Yeah, you like to stop, I think, just to make a point.
Yep.
I think your OCD reverted you to level 11.
So that's right.
If you went to 12, it would bug you.
11 is the new norm.
Yeah. Yeah. We still haven't got the Mafia Poker Season 6, but I imagine we might get it this week. The gifting event will end in a few days. And they added more of the VIP loot that you get once a week as a gift. Or not really a gift, a reward.
Hmm.
And the next batch of stat cards came out, and same as the last three, not enough skill points offered to make it worth it, and too many duplicate cards if you buy them like in packs of three.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like everyone kept saying, I keep getting two of the same one. And I don't really care about those anymore. I've decided they're gimmicks. I bought the first two, but I didn't buy the last one, and I'm okay with that.
Well, yeah, at 1,000.
I know, like that costs about $100.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I'm trying to be smarter with my reward points. I've been working on building some of my skills up, so I haven't bought stupid things in a while. Trying to stay off the lucky stash machine.
Now, if they were smart, what they should do is they have cross promotion with 7-Eleven and some other service things, and actually make collectible cards, and then you buy the cards, and then you link them to your game.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So then you actually have physical cards so that you at least feel like you got something other than just a virtual stupid card.
Yeah.
Like my developer cards that are never really cards.
And they could be worth something someday. Or I think they could make this a fun feature if they would let people trade them, and it might spark some interest in the trading community.
Yeah.
But there's always, people always find ways to exploit. When there was a exploit way back when that they still have not rolled back, people could get 20 of each card every day, and those stats went right to their profiles.
Right.
You know, so you make things like that available and to trade them, or maybe like you don't get the stats if you trade them, like just something fun for trading.
Mm-hmm.
they kind of just ruined that whole field.
Yep.
But that's not all I'm going to say about those. And remember the Jesus Christ story?
Yes.
With the Jesus Christ crates? Well, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden they put out a new voting list and gave 2 more days to vote, and the Jesus Christ crates were removed.
Oh.
That was kind of funny. But instead of, they removed those crates, I don't know why they didn't add one of the other entries in.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Who knows? And there were some good ideas in there, but we kind of had fun with the Jesus Christ crates.
Sounds like a plan.
And the last thing I'm going to mention is a lot of people noticed, and I noticed this too, like all of a sudden you had like 500 more friends than you used to have. And I was like, I had just run the Mafia Manager and wiped out all my inactive people. So my friends were at about like 4,500. And then I tried to add a new player into my family, and it said that I was at the maximum of 5,000. And I was like, that can't be. So I went back to my friends, and I had like 5,200 friends. And I'm like, well, how the hell did that happen? I didn't accept any new ones. And then I had been, you know, getting emails and seeing comments that other players had this too. So something weird was going on with Facebook. So I made a calculated decision, and I had ran the Mafia Manager again. It had only been 2 days, and I kicked out everybody that hadn't played in 2 days.
That's cool.
But it was funny. Of my whole Mafia, 1,300 people had not even played in the past 48 hours. I want people that play every day. So sorry if I booted you. If you write to me and you're nice, I might edge you back. But I might start doing the Mafia Manager once a week and try to get only daily players. And that's about it. Did Jana come back?
Mm-mm. She said she had problems with her sound card. I'm having a problem keeping my eyes open.
Yeah, you sound really tired.
I'm wore out. Yep. We had, well, of course, I've been working nights, but we had baseball tonight. And oh, we had a grueling loss. Grueling. We were up by 2 in the last inning, and then we just kind of fell apart and lost by 2. Like, man. So anyway, but yeah, I'm just tired. I've been up all day and I worked late, midnight shift last night. Fortunately, I'm not going in. I knew I was going to be tired because I knew we had so much stuff going on. So now I'm actually taking today off. Well, tomorrow, today.
We need to get some sleep.
Yeah, so I'm going to go. As soon as we're done and recording, I'm going crashing.
Probably wouldn't be the best time to work on coding.
No, probably not. Get all blurry eyed. Nope. So, well, anyway, you got any shout outs this evening?
Do you?
I'm going to just give a shout out. I mean, I'm going to give a shout out to the Spocks and then Martin and Ike and then the Spocktonians. I haven't done that in a little while. So I'm going to give kind of a Christopher Chester shout out to the family. So take an easy one tonight.
Well, mine will be easy too. Mine will be to all the fans on the Mafia Wars Loot Lady page. We've reached 72,000 likes.
Cool.
So we were happy.
That's pretty impressive.
And it's, you know, it's not just us. It's just like everybody that contributes information and asks relevant questions and keeps everyone up to speed.
Post on your comments. Why is Assassinator not working?
Yeah, they do that too. But Martin, I think Martin searches for those posts so he can make his how to fill out a proper bug report comment.
Yeah, that does work.
He probably has a hotkey for that.
I think it's locked into memory. So, anyway, well, yeah, sorry we lost Jana, so I guess she's not going to get a chance to do a shout out. I will mention this, though, too, and I just haven't had time to mess with it, but Jana does have a new player spotlight coming out. I'll try to have it out this weekend, and that's got DeLeon. Is the person that she interviewed for that. So I just wanted to let everybody know that we've got that coming up and should be good to go. So have a good night.
Oh, one more thing.
You couldn't even say anything. I was like,
oh,
okay, maybe I'm by myself. So let me just finish the show.
Oh, no. After you listen to the show, it comes out at 3 p.m. at, I believe it's
Pacific Standard Time.
Right. And then the TSG war for cancer, killing for the cure, starts.
Oh, yeah, this weekend.
Yeah, it starts on Friday.
Cool. All righty. All right, then. Well,
and my shout outs to Jana because she lost her shout out. And I don't know who hers was going to be for.
Oh, I don't either.
All the Mile High Hitmen. Shout out from Jana.
All righty, then. On that note, we will go ahead and call it a wrap.
Does it work now?
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brave new world. I wanna ride.